Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast. Season 2, episode whatever. I'm your host, B-Souls. I got two of my co-hosts with me today, Dom and Omar. Say what's good. Say what's good.
Hi, guys.
What's going on, man? You see that big-ass light right there. I mean, what's going on? Hollywood always in the building.
That's all I got to say. Real quick, shout out to Sage. Sage said he had some business to take care of this night. He will be on later on the pod, allegedly. So shout out to Sage.
He's all right. He's lying. Sage wanted to see the contracts. Sage wanted to see the.
Oh,
splits,
he wanted to see
accounting,
and
he wanted to see the accounting.
He wanted to see the books.
The problem is, this is B-Souls' IP. Like, we can't, you know what I'm saying? We can't let that.
Network.
No.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So bring him a deal. Bring Souls a deal. Like, that's what I always.
Bring Souls a deal.
Okay, with you.
Hey. I brought a deal. I'm just saying.
He's seen the accounting.
I brought
you see what I'm saying? He's seen the accounting. Okay. No, put it. You're not even thirsty. You're not thirsty.
That shit is empty. You ever have a water bottle and you just in a conversation and just empty?
Bro, I just cracked this open.
You're an alcoholic, bro. You ain't gotta say it, bro. It's okay. No, I think it was your birthday, bro. You were drinking so much. And it was a pod night. And then the day after, you texted me. I was like, yo, did I say anything reckless last night?
I'm like, they're like, nah, you seem normal. I'm like, I did?
That's what got Dom off guard. The fact that I said you seem normal.
Bro, I didn't even remember the pod. I woke up, I'm like, oh, fuck, we had a pod last night. I'm texting, and I look. And I go through, everybody was like, yo, Dom, you done? I'm like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I look, I had fucking Discord just open on my phone. I'm like, yo, I did the pod last night? Yo, Beast, was I saying anything reckless? Yo, like, I was blacked up. Nah, you seem pretty normal. I'm like, oh, fuck, for real? Like, if me being blacked out is normal, I might have a problem. I'm like, that might be an issue.
Pause,
or is that a good thing? I don't know.
Cause for
is
pause,
that a good thing?
Because we just paused. Anyways. shout out to Hoop Keith Dre for the sub. Shout out to Twitch as well. We had what, like 90 in the pre-show chat? We had like 7 subs already. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out for all the support. Shout out to YouTube as well. Y'all been killing it. We don't even promo the pod like that heavy, and we're already getting 2k per pod. Shout out to y'all. iTunes, Spotify as well. Numbers have been going up. This pod is doing good. So shout out to y'all for all the support. But we got some topics to talk about, man. Carl Durant.
Hey, let Dom on me, because I got a little bit off last night on Twitch.
Yeah, we had a little, off the cuff. Go ahead, Dom. What you feel about Game 7?
You know, hey, man, look, first thing first. Kevin Durant, man, look, congratulations. You're officially inducted into the, the all-team Cancun right now. You finally feel what it feels like to be like in a situation where you actually have to like carry a team, what happened in the last play? Game on the line, last shot, ball is in his hands,
and he made
Drew Holiday on him, clear inches, like clear shot above him, and you airball. If that was LeBron at airball, imagine LeBron airballed that shot he took over Curry, where he said he was seeing 3 rims. Imagine he airballed that. Oh my God. People would have crucified him. LeMickey misses. LeMickey failed to show up over Curry. He can't hit a shot over Curry. Well, KD can't hit a rim over Drew Holiday. In his defense, Drew Holiday is the best defender in the league, right? But hey, at least hit rim. And it's crazy. You can hit a crazy shot to send you to OT, but if you airball the game with a shot, it don't mean shit. Useless. So, Kevin Durant, Nets, enjoy Cancun.
Fuck is wrong with you? Put it down. Holy shit.
No, listen, turn him up. Turn him up, because when he gets to the Bucks next, I need him to be here. When he gets to the Bucks, I need him to be here type shit. Is he frozen? Oh, yeah. He's really turned.
Mm-hmm.
All I want to say is, I just somebody last night after we hopped off the stream, somebody tweeted it out. Y'all, the Nets gave up a lot. The Nets gave up a lot. They lost. They have one more year of Kyrie, Kevin Durant, James Harden guaranteed on the books. Man, that's, I don't know. I guess it depends on your philosophy. Now, me, probably as a sports guy, as like an owner of a team, that would be my theory. Let's give it up all for one ring. And even if it means 10 years of suffering, it will be well worth it. Because I swear to you, the 08 Celtics are riding high on that ring, and they will be. The Raptors have been riding high on that ring. And the Pistons from 2004, they've been high, riding high. The Cavs from, what was that, 2015, they've been riding high on that ring. One ring will do so much for your franchise. But they risked a lot to get these three guys to get this ring. If they don't win it next year, which I don't think that they will. Damo, I don't know if you realize Spencer Dinwiddie wasn't in this series. So, but if they don't win it next year.
He's not resigning.
Oh, he's not resigning?
He's not picking up his player option.
Oh.
Either way, what the fuck? He's still a super team.
I mean, it's still a super team, but Spencer Dinwiddie would have been. Ooh. But nevertheless, if they don't win a ring next year, boy, oh boy, they're going to be in. They'll be in such a bad spot, the league will probably change rules. Like, that's just the way I see it. They'll make up some new rules so this couldn't happen again.
Yeah. Shout out KD. KD went stupid last night. I don't know why there's so much criticism on Kevin Durant. Dropped 48 points in a game 7. Sent the game to overtime.
Is he the first player to do that?
Did he win, Damo? Right? Did he win?
You could probably count how many times a player has done that on your fingers, on one hand.
If he had 53 points, they would have been, in the conference finals right now.
Yikes!
If he would have hit one shot, they would have been in the conference finals right now.
Yikes!
If he would have moved back just a little bit,
if he would have slid his foot just a tad bit back a little bit further, used all that weight, all that length, he got paused. They'd have been in the conference finals right now. But
long foot ass nigga,
because you 7 feet but want to play like a two guard, kind of shorted yourself a little bit, buddy. Literally and figuratively.
Like, Beanard, long ass foot. If his foot wasn't so god doggone long, you know they got a special order of his shoes. If his foot wasn't so god doggone long, they would have won that game. At the end of the day, I can only do what everybody else does on the internet, and they criticize people for losing, no matter, no context, no nothing. That Kevin Durant is a loser. He's a loser.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Loser, bro.
No, I'm not gonna say he's a loser. I ain't gonna go that far. But that's all Omar. Jesus, I ain't gonna go that far.
Yeah, but you would say that. That's you.
Okay.
No, that's not me. That's not me.
But Mr. Lamian Lillard.
First of all, everyone should know my loser criteria by now. And if not, you have to be, if not the first, you got to be a 1A, 1B type player on a team and constantly underachieve or implode and cause your team to lose. For example, Westbrook. Westbrook is the definition of a fucking loser. Like, no matter what he does in the regular season, no matter how many triple-doubles he has, what records he breaks, whatever, when the first round of the playoffs come, typically, he ain't going to be there for the whole series.
Right, Omar?
And if he does make it to the second round, he's definitely going to impact them losing so much. Lamian Lillard, out of 5 years, you got, what, 3 first-round exits? Now, I know it's not all Lamian's fault, but if you're the number one guy,
normally calling him Lamian now is Lamian, wild,
yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
So what do y'all feel about James Harden game 7? Y'all think, give him a pass because of the injuries, or is it just, he was there?
I do.
Should have played better.
I thought it was great, too. Great, too, is crazy.
Even game 5 alone, he couldn't do a between the legs move, let alone play like 53 minutes in game 7.
If it's clear as day you're hurt and hobbled, I don't give you any slack for real. Like Joel Embiid, if they were to lost, wait, is this the he got hurt this series, right? Was it this series his knee got messed up or last
series? Yeah, this series.
If it was this series, it was like game one of this series. So it was like,
yeah, it had to be mad early. Yeah. But I'm not gonna blame him. Any bad game, even when he does play good, cool, you were able to overcome your injury. But if you have a bad game where you can't jump, like niggas, bro, I can't jump. He's not 100%. He's clearly hobbled, and he's still doing all he can to win because I don't know if I said a hero or in locker room or green room, whatever the fuck you want to call that shit. People like, there are so many first-time champions right now that's left in this race. So a lot of guys that are injured are going to play through it because they want their first ring. Embiid wants his first ring. He don't give a fuck how his knee feels. He's going to play. Harden wanted his first ring. He don't give a fuck how his leg feels. He's going to play. Like, Chris Paul, his shoulders is fucked up. He don't give a fuck. And if he killed, he'll play with a goddamn mask because he got COVID because he wants his first ring. Like, it's a lot of first-ring guys.
I think the thing to evaluate for me, and I don't know, I guess that's the tough part of being like a GM or a part of ownership is, how do we assess this? Because quite frankly, James Harden with the injured hamstring, especially with the grade two, he could have tore that shit any second. Like, he could have been dribbling up the court and just tore that shit. Like, no pressures, no anything. He could have just tore that shit, no pressure. And the same thing with Embiid. Embiid is going so hard on this partially torn meniscus. I mean, it could completely tear any second, and that would be a long and arduous journey that affects, honestly, next season. Part of me wants to say they shouldn't be out there. I understand what Damo's saying. I don't disagree at all. But to some extent, bro, especially if you're hindering the team, I don't necessarily say either of them are hindering the team, except for Joel Embiid in what was that game five? He's hindering the team. But boy, I don't blame James Harden at all. I got to give him applause for playing through something like that. I wouldn't have done it. It was probably not the smartest thing to do. Now that it didn't completely tear, I mean, we can properly assess it. But yeah, I'm not giving him no blame at all.
What I do give blame is Mr. Joe Harris. Buns. Giannis shot better from three the last four games.
Than Joe Schmo?
Oh, man, it's crazy.
I was comparing Joe Harris to Kyle Kuzma. I mean, Kyle Korver. Like, I don't
know. I'm about to say, damn.
He was going to compare us to Clay. Let's just be honest. Clay without the defense.
That's what I'm saying. A real shooter, Kyle Korver.
That man is Matt Thomas with opportunity, bro.
Oh, Mark, you didn't hear my Julius Randle comparison earlier, bro.
Uh-oh. What was it?
I said he was Thaddeus Young with the opportunity.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up, bro. Shut up.
Thaddeus?
Not Thaddeus. Young.
Thaddeus?
Young.
And I thought you were going to say like Chris Webber or something like that. You sleep.
Okay.
Yo, they throwing gems in the chat for me. I hate y'all, bro. Yo, they said gem for gem stream. Oh, my God. Yo, y'all killing
me. Yeah, we... Crazy. No, I opened Pandora's box. I was like, Jim, what's up?
How y'all feel about Big Giannis? Did he prove the doubters wrong? Because Eli thinks he's better than KD. I was thinking about having him on as a guest on this pod. Because he's been talking.
Who, Chris Middleton?
No, Eli.
Who, Kostas Akumpo? Oh, Eli. Oh. What? He said Giannis. I'm like, I know you're not talking about that Akumpo, so you must be talking about Kostas. Oh, Eli?
Yeah.
What, in the Q&A?
You talking about Eli Bivens?
How y'all feel about Giannis? Jesus Christ.
He's Westbrook with long arms still. I'm not giving him credit until he wins. I don't give a fuck. I'm not putting my eggs in that basket, bro. I gave up on it. He has to win for me to give him credit. He's Westbrook with long arms. He's Lammy and Lillard with no jump shot. He's.
I just feel like it's crazy to me that he just still has no moves. If Drew Holiday didn't remember how to play basketball, it'd be over with. Okay, they would be at home right now. Drew Holiday didn't remember. I can take mid range jump shots. I can make threes in that fourth quarter. He got saved. And again, I don't know who was that. Maybe it was Damo. Maybe it's time to start recognizing, like, these guys aren't closers. It's time to start recognizing what these guys truly are. Are they ones, twos, or threes? Like a position rankings on the team. Are you the one guy? Are you the main guy, the second guy? Are you the Batman? Are you the Robin? And are you Crypto the Super Dog as the third, I guess? We need to recognize who these guys are. Giannis is not a one. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care what nobody says. If I can't give you the ball down the stretch like that.
What if they make
it
to the finals this year?
You said, what if they make it to the finals?
Yeah.
And that's a possibility. That doesn't make him a one. That still doesn't make him a one to me.
What?
You can't be a one and then your two just closes games?
I don't think
what
so.
What about Shaq?
Like,
you kept, no, bro. No. There's two ones on that team. There's two
but it
ones
can't
on
be Shaq
team.
If he can't close out the game.
I feel, yeah. Let me say, and mind you, I don't necessarily think that that's the only criteria for what makes a one and a two. What I see with my eyes, I just don't think Giannis can be a one. I don't think he can be that guy. I think we need to start having different conversations about him. Let's get the pecking order going again. Trae Young is better than him.
Oh my god,
that's the take he spew out after Game 7.
I'm gonna say that's what all that shit. I mean, so
yo, chill what, out. So what you telling me is
Trayman Young is better than him? That's what I'm telling you.
Is this
you see what I'm saying? Yes, Traymond.
Oh my god,
Trayford.
I've just never seen so much criticism after a dub, bro. You dropped 40 and 13 in a dub game 7, and I've been
listen
hearing
to
a
me.
Lot of criticism.
Listen to me. God. Trey Bivens is better.
Shut up.
Yo, we're the worst. We're the worst. We're the absolute worst. We're the worst.
Hey, Trey bitches.
Bivens, bro, I swear to God.
Trey bitches is
better. Trey bitches. Jesus Christ.
Chad doesn't even know who we talking about.
Chad is like, who is this Bivens nigga, bro? Who is this Bivens nigga they keep talking about? Yo, Chad, this nigga Chris Bivens is the worst individual on planet Earth, bro. That's who he is. He's the worst individual possible.
Yo, Dom, we might as well talk. Shout out Nets. Shout out to the Nets and the fucking mother. Put it down, bro. Let's talk about Chris Bivens. We might as well get into it. If you don't, yeah, go ahead, intro. Go intro.
Could y'all imagine if Trae Young tried to get waves with the amount of hair that he has on his head?
Oh my God.
His hair is so wispy. I don't think he can do that.
Facts, bro, it's so bad. I'm like, yo, he's about to go bald by like 26. Like, that's just not gonna be there in a couple years, bro. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Jordan. You remember when, like, Jordan, his like third year, how he had like that big ass ball patch? I'm like, like, you knew. Yeah, he rocking the ball look soon, bro.
KD gotta commit to it, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Not that way. What the?
My stomach hurt because Trae Young deadass looked like those memes where it's a lollipop that was like fished out from underneath the rug. And it's.
it shouldn't be that accurate, right?
It's dumb accurate. And even if he shaved his head, I think his head is too small to rock a ball cut. Like, I don't think he can do it.
He's gonna look like a bowling pin.
Small.
His hair be. All right. I didn't mean to say that.
Man. He did. Yeah, he did.
Shout out to Trae Young. About to take us to Milwaukee next week. So,
yeah.
I don't know what to tell y'all.
Milwaukee.
Did y'all win already? My bad. Am I back?
No, it's halftime. But again, we never talked about this. We don't got to talk about bitch Bivens. Listen, I want to talk about. How you feel about Ben Simmons, Damo? How are you feeling about...
How do I feel about Ben Simmons?
Yeah, bro. I mean, his performances these last couple of games have been, I mean, just terrible.
I mean, he's 7 foot Lonzo with no motivation. That's all that is. Like, I
mean, Lonzo? Are y'all giving him that?
7 foot Zoe with no motivation? Like, Lonzo had the motivation to get his shot better.
That's giving Ben Simmons a little too much.
Chris Broussard said he's Andre Roberson with the handle. And I think that that's a better description of what
that's disrespectful to Roberson. We use Roberson shoots in the playoffs.
That's
what
crazy.
Roberson shoots three. Go look at Roberson's stats in the playoffs. That nigga shoots threes accurately. Like, he at least shoots in the playoffs. Regular season, I'll give you that. But in the playoffs, Roberson shoots. So I don't know who to compare him to. Like, it's so bad that it. Do you think he just doesn't care? Like, you remember when Jimmy left the Timberwolves? He was like, the attitude and the culture here is just like, I just can't play with niggas like this. Like, he didn't like certain, I mean, mostly he was, I don't know if he was talking about Cat and Wiggins, but I knew for a fact he was talking about Wiggins. Like, Wiggins' attitude on the Timberwolves, he was like, this shit's just piss poor. This nigga doesn't have it. Do you think, I know when he left Philly, he loved Embiid. That nigga did not like Simmons, and you can see why. Jimmy don't like niggas that don't work. And that nigga, Simmons would rather be a Twitch streamer.
I feel like it's weird because we give Giannis a lot of slack for shooting threes recently when that's exactly what we want Ben Simmons to do. Because, again, at some point, if we want them to develop a three, that's not just going to happen within one offseason of you becoming a zero, you know, not taking any threes at all to becoming five threes a game on 37-38% shooting. So I feel like, you know, for the people who are saying Giannis shouldn't take threes, Ben Simmons is just like, all right, if that's the criticism Giannis is getting, then I'm not going to take threes and I'm just going to feed into my strengths. So
I think.
But Giannis came in a game shooting threes, though. Like, Giannis' rookie year, he was shooting threes. Like, Giannis was never at that point where it was like he's literally refusing to shoot the ball. Like, Ben Simmons just won't shoot. Like, he just, I don't know if it's because he's gotten through life and his basketball career up to this point playing one way, and he's just the type of person that's like, if I got this far, I'm not changing shit, I don't care. And no one in Philly is really pressing the issue, so he's just tunnel vision and playing his way. Or if he just genuinely has that lack of motivation, like a desire. And when I say Lonzo with no motivation, Lonzo, his rookie year, his shot was fucking putrid. You might as well not shot the goddamn ball. Like, he couldn't shoot. All he was defensive playmaking. That's what Ben Simmons is. Yeah, like, he might as well not been shooting the ball. So when I say Lonzo with no motivation, I mean, he's like rookie Lonzo. Like, he's a 7-foot fucking two-way playmaker. Like, he's not that, – that's all he's doing. He's playmaking slightly because if you ask niggas like Eli, his half-court playmaking is atrocious because of 12 different advanced metrics that I don't even fucking know. But his playmaking is well, yeah, his playmaking is overrated, and he's just a defender. So, yeah.
If you look at some of the games, I mean, if you look, not some of the games, if you look at any of the games, you'll see like in the half court, it's not demo.
God, put it down. You are.
It's done. It's over. Oh. It's done.
What's it called? If you look at the games, I mean, it's clearly not that it's overrated by any metric. It's overrated by the eye test. I mean, he gets down court. And if he doesn't have, like, the widest open of lanes, he's not making a play. He's literally just giving the ball to Seth Curry and letting him operate. He'll run to the dunker spot. Today they're doing stuff a little bit different. Today they have him parked at the three-point line at the top of the key just a little bit more. But, I mean, it's atrocious. I've never seen an NBA player, and I kid you not, I've never seen an NBA player that's afraid to go shoot the basketball, who's afraid to lay the ball up. I've seen it at, like, the park and stuff like this. But I've never seen an NBA player who,
especially a guard,
if you were in front of like a chair was the obstacle getting to the basket, I don't think he would shoot the ball. I think Ben Simmons would pass it up. If, like I said, if Trae Young was stopping Ben Simmons from making a fast break layup, I think Ben Simmons would pass the ball out. Skip Bayless said something a long time ago, and this is when Ben got drafted, and it kind of talks to Damo's point. He was like, at LSU, he was just so lackadaisical. His motor for the game wasn't there and all this stuff like this. And I hope that changes in the NBA. I feel like in year one, it was a lot of adrenaline, a lot of hype. And that's why it was. But if you look at any number, he has regressed. He regresses every single year. And I just don't know what Philly, I don't know what they do from here. I have no clue what they do from here.
I feel like the numbers are kind of misleading this year. Because again, if you talk to a lot of Sixers fans, they would have said he improved this year. Despite what the numbers say. Defensively, he was in true defensive player of the year conversations for a good part of the year. And I feel like the lack of points per game, assists per game, and rebounds per game is just him deferring the ball to, you know, a Seth Curry, a Tobias Harris more than usual. That's what the streets are saying.
I would say the same thing if the player that I wanted to succeed was ass. Like, I would say the exact same thing. Like, I'm about to pull up his stats from this this playoff run, but I would say the exact same thing about the player that I wanted to succeed if he was asked. Like, I would say, I mean, the numbers are misleading. The numbers are misleading is the most, one of the most BS statements in the world. The numbers aren't misleading. He sucks, bro. Like, he just, he sucks. How many points a game y'all think he's averaging? In this series.
12.
7.
Shit. Oh my God. That's.
I mean, went low.
Low bar.
10.7. 6 boards.
Was I that far off?
No. 10.7. Six boards.
You weren't far off with these low.
7.8 assists. I mean, 32% from the three-point. I mean, the free throw line is horrendous. Of course, nothing from the free throw line. It's 61% from the field, but those are layups. But and mind you, I'll take what you said, Bissoles. The numbers aren't accurate, even though I just slandered that. That's not accurate. I was like two games. The last two games, he's put up like 4 points, bro. Like I don't know what to say. Last game, he put up 6 points.
Yeah.
And it was a win, but he put up 6 points. The game before that, he put up 8 points. Like, this is not a guy who's in the conversation of being a Batman, a Robin to Joel Embiid's Batman. Like, this guy, this is...
Seth Curry's been the second best player of the series.
Curry's been the second best player by far, not even close. Ben Simmons sucks, bro. Like, Ben Simmons, is no matter the outcome of this game, no matter the outcome of the next series, it's time to let it go. It's time to do something different.
And this might be the wrong time to ask this question, but I feel like every single year there's always this phase of praising Ben Simmons, because when you look at his game, he is elite in every aspect of the game aside from shooting. And then we get into the playoffs where, again, we have these conversations of how useless he is simply because he's lacking in a really big area of scoring, even though it is just one aspect of the game, and how that affects the Sixers' ability to win. So, with that being said, how good do y'all think Ben Simmons actually is?
He is Kiwi Evan Turner.
Oh my God!
How many shots do you think he took this half?
Four.
Three.
Oh my God! The bar just keeps looking.
But I'm not gonna lie. How many B-Souls?
Four.
Too high. He took two shots and a half of a must-win game. Like, I just don't. He is afraid. I can't stress it, and I know people want to avoid it. I mean, the good thing is he hasn't taken any free throws, and that's what he's hoping for.
Yep.
He's taking two shots. There's no way in a must-win game you only take two shots, bro.
Unless you don't care. It's not he's afraid. He doesn't care. That's what it is. He has a lack of motivation. He doesn't give a fuck. He is content making money, Twitch streaming, and living the life of a celebrity. He doesn't care about basketball enough. Like, he doesn't.
The way you say Twitch streaming is funny, though. Twitch streaming?
No, he would much rather be here with us on the panel than be in that game right now. He would enjoy himself so much more right here on Let's Keep It A Buck. Ben, let's trade places. No cap. I love you guys, but look, Ben, let's trade places.
I'm not going to lie.
Take two shots a half.
He has a crazy green light. Ben Simmons has a crazy green light. I don't think anybody. I swear to you. If Ben Simmons came out in this next half and started shooting, let's say he shot 16 shots, I wouldn't even be mad, bro. I know they would lose the game because he shot 16 shots, but I'd be like, you know what? I don't think Ben Simmons. How many times? Let me ask y'all this. And this is serious. And actually, I think this is a stat. I want the folks in the chat to look this up. Somebody, please give this to me. How many times do y'all think Ben Simmons has taken over 16 shots? 17. Shots.
Do you have the stat pulled up, or
I don't have it, but I feel like I'm really trying to not agree with Damo, and I don't know why, because it's right there and it makes so much sense. How 15, 16 shots, bro? I know the one time in Utah.
Or in the playoffs.
I mean, his whole
career. This season? Oh, fuck. Oh, his whole career? 12.
You think it's that many?
We can do the math.
Over how many years?
I swear to you, he just does not care about basketball.
He's drafted like, 2017?
Oh, off his rookie year alone, there's like 18 games above 16.
Oh.
13 above 16, including 16.
Well, that's all right. I'll tell you what. I'm going to look at this year. Because I just feel like I feel like what Damo is saying is true, and there's some evidence to support it. And
three times.
What did I say? I said 16.
Mm. They said above
and I'm looking
16.
At this year.
It's three.
That's one time. That's Utah. That's the Utah game that I was talking about. Okay, he did it once in Cleveland at 17. So that's another twice. One. There's a 17 in New York.
That's the last one.
Oh, no, he did one in Milwaukee at exactly 16.
I thought you meant anything above 16. So.
Oh, if it's above 16, then that's those three games that I mentioned are it.
Yep.
And this playoffs, he has not gotten above 16. One time he got to 15 in Washington, but he's not even gotten to 16. Like, I don't know. I don't know what you say to a guy like that. I don't know how you can say that guy is your two. And mind you, if I looked at Seth Curry's stats, that number would be much farther, much higher. I just don't. That's crazy to say about a guy who's supposed to be one of the best players in the league.
They should have.
I know what you say to him
for C.J. McCollum when they could have.
I know exactly what you say to him. Pack your bags and enjoy Orlando, buddy. That's what you say to him. Have fun in Disney World. You go to Orlando right now and you take as many young assets. Yo, give me back Markel.
Give me
back Markel.
His shoulder is good. Give me back Markel. Give me like Terrence Ross.
Give me Cole Anthony.
You go to them, you be like, nah, I was going to see Jonathan Isaac, but that nigga's like fucking Marvin Bagley how many times he's been injured. So, nah, you can't do that. But trade him.
You know what's crazy? I might even say with all the little defensive upside that Jonathan Isaac has, I'd rather have Jonathan Isaac than Ben Simmons.
You can't do that because it's an 80% chance Jonathan Isaac won't be there.
Same thing with Ben Simmons. So I don't.
If that's the case, I don't know if we're going to do it this summer, but when we make a top 50. Or is it the NBA list? Ben Simmons should not be on there, right?
He can't.
He can't be on there. Okay.
I'm not going to say he can't be on there.
Why not?
Damo.
Why not?
I'm not going to say he can't be on there.
Damo.
Bezos, the last list you made, who was number 50?
Pull it up.
Because I know what? I know Draymond was like, what, 40 fucking six? He was like 43 or 46.
Going
into
the season, yeah. I think
Wardu was trying to argue him and someone else that was like 43. Somebody was three spaces apart. He was trying to argue for like 10 minutes. And I'm like, bro, we ain't even got past 43 yet. Like,
okay,
it's not that deep.
This is from November. And the main factor as to what I had Jaren Jackson at 50.
Oh. Damo?
Have y'all look? Oh, Jesus. Am I from? Oh, I'm back. Okay. Jaren Jackson Jr. at 50. I'm not going to lie to you. I am a Jaren Jackson Jr. believer. From what we've seen this playoffs and this year, are y'all really
Yes.
Let me name off the last five players I had, aside from De'Aaron Fox, because he's definitely moved up a lot because of the season.
Has he? He moved up.
But the last five from that list was Marcus Smart, Gordon Hayward. Mm-hmm. LaMarcus Aldridge and Jaren Jackson. And low-key, reading those names, they all might be better than Ben Simmons, Ryan.
LaMarcus is retired.
Okay.
The Nets, they have LaMarcus Aldridge? Bucks lucky.
But if LaMarcus isn't there, then either you replace him with a player that emerged this year, or you can keep, or Ben is bare minimum 50.
Bro, I had him at 19 going into the season, but Cat.
I'm gonna tell you this.
Kristaps above Donovan Mitchell. Oh God.
Were they at least on the same tier?
They were the same tier, but Kristaps was above Donovan Mitchell and Devin Booker.
But that was in November. Seeing how bad the Mavs were without him. God. Seeing how the Mavs needed him that bad, and he wasn't as bad in the bubble. As he was in the playoffs.
Oh, my brother, go crazy. Tingus above Donovan.
No, you get. I'm not.
You shouldn't have brought him up.
I done sat in this room and laughed about Tingus Fingus too many times to go back there.
Oh, man.
No, but I
going into the season wasn't so bad. Plus, regular season Ben wasn't awful. Like you said, he's definitely was. A lot of Sixer fans would say he improved. But the playoffs is kind of what fucked them up, just like Julius Randle. Julius Randle had the best year of his career,
But if you just but going into next year, I guarantee you, no one cares. We don't care.
But I tell you, I mean, mind you, there's other players that probably weren't in Bezos because I know Julius Randle probably. He's probably moved up too.
He was not on there. I had Kemba of a Beal.
I will not take a guy, Dama, who in this series alone has taken, has been a game where he's only taken six shots, four shots, and three shots for the duration of an NBA basketball game. And him right now only at two shots. That's what's crazy about Ben Simmons. We're not even talking about makes. We're talking about shot attempts. He's right now sitting at two shot attempts. I could put money on it that he won't get past five. I don't care how good his defense is perceived to be. His playmaking is perceived to be with his fast break. It's just, he's just running around out there. He can't be. He can't be. Mm-hmm. And I apologize to Joel Embiid. We've done you a disservice. He is not help. He's not help.
Yeah. Period. I ain't gonna lie. There was a portion like last year where I'd choose like Ben Simmons over Embiid. Not anymore.
Oh, and I remember the conversations and I was sitting here like the only one saying, bro, there's no way you trade Embiid over Simmons is automatically got to go.
Dom,
I was saying it wasn't a debate back then.
Thank you, Dama.
I mean, back then, I've seen what's going on now. Like, I've seen the issue. Like, he's had the same issues in his rookie year. He's plateaued since he's been a rookie. Or if he hasn't plateaued, he's slightly digressing his whole career. Like, he's a running back. He came in at the best of his abilities, and it only goes down because he's not elite. So I knew Embiid was the more valuable player because he's shown that on multiple occasions. He's the more valuable player.
Mm. We got to revisit that top 50. Real quick, shout out to MJ2K all day for the resub. He said, I'll be on the pod soon if y'all have me. For sure.
Easy, man. Before we move on, start one, cut one, bench one. Ben Simmons, Michael Carter Williams, Evan Turner.
That's a TikTok right there, bro.
Start one.
Omar asking that question and Dom will just go.
you got it. And my thing is, you got to start Michael Carter Williams, right?
Spacing.
He single-handedly beat the Heat, didn't he?
Oh, we're just talking rookie Michael Carter Williams?
Whatever. When I said that, whatever Michael popped into your head, bro, I mean, that's what you go with. But
I mean, personally. Mm. Just me being me.
Oh my God, bro.
I'm a start. Look at
that. I can't say
it. All right, bro, I'm going to keep it hot. I'm a start Evan Turner. I'm a bench Michael Carter Williams.
Left field. Oh, shit.
And he cut off right there.
And I'm a cut. I started lagging. My shit was like, nah, we can't have it. Start Evan Turner, bench Michael Carter Williams, cut Kiwi Evan Turner. There you go. You can't have two of the same players on the
not
same
Kiwi.
What the fuck?
He is. He's Kiwi Evan Turner, bro. Like, come on.
Holy shit.
He's Australian Evan Turner. He's Aussie Evan. That's what he is.
Aussie Evan.
Baguette Biyombo got fucking bounced out of there. And now you got Aussie Evan.
How's he having
out here? Two shots a half.
He got exposed game six. I ain't gonna lie. I was at a wedding that day, so I wasn't able to watch the game. But from everything I've seen, it looked like Baguette Biyombo got exposed. Anyone watch the
beautiful,
game?
Beautiful coaching by T. Lou. Beautiful coaching by T. Lou. Beautiful. That's all I can really say. I mean, Kevin Durant told y'all a couple years ago, there's a defensive player of the year in the league that we actively target in game. He wasn't talking about Draymond. He wasn't talking about Kawhi. He was talking about Rudy Gobert. Okay? And what they did was the game plan was, listen, Rudy's man is going to be open. Find Rudy's man. And Rudy's man ended up being Terrence Mann. Terrence Mann looked like Juwan Mann out there. The way he was balling, okay? Terrence Mann was going nuts, okay?
Bro.
And even when Rudy gave him a good closeout, put it on his head like a hat. I mean, he dunked on him like a couple times. I'm not going to lie. Terrence Mann looked like Juwan Mann out there, all right? Rudy's embarrassing. Rudy's embarrassing. And there's two teams in a really bad situation next year, in my opinion. It's the Nets and it's the Jazz. The Jazz's books are so fucked because of Rudy Gobert. And I don't know what they're going to do.
It's just crazy because every single player we've criticized today, whether that be Giannis, Ben Simmons, or Gobert, it's just the common denominator I see is the fact that they just can't shoot, bro. So I think we're really heading into a direction where if you can't shoot and defend multiple positions, it's wraps, bro.
I'm not going to say can't shoot. You just can't be one-dimensional. Like, you can't be predictable on the court. Like, you got to be able to do more than one thing or have some type of killer instinct or something. Like, you cannot be able to shoot, but if you can play make, attack the basket, and defend, you're good. Like, you're fine. But if you can only play make, or if you can only defend in one area of the game, or if you can only, like, slash, you're going to get fucked eventually. Like, eventually you're going to run into a guy.
Let me rephrase that, because I think Ben Simmons is going to have a long career in the NBA, but I'm more so talking about having these players on championship-caliber teams as a second or third option. That's what I'm talking
about. You think the G League can counts as, like, a long NBA career?
Oh, my God.
Because that's where I think he's headed. Listen, I think I agree with Damo saying, because, honestly, it'd be different if while Biyombo, I'm not Biyombo, God, he's gonna be calling him back at Biyombo for real. While Rudy Gobert can't guard Terrence Mann out on the wing, and he's getting scored on, that it would be different if then on the opposite end he could at least give one or two post moves or at least take advantage of the matchup that is Nicholas Batum. He could not even take care of that matchup, like his offensive matchup. And what do you do with that type of player? What do you do with that type of player? At some point, your offense becomes so overrated. I mean, your defense becomes so overrated because your offense is non-existent. Like, you can't be such a zero or a negative on offense. Honestly, the way that I look at it now, and I know this is a generation conversation or the era conversation, but this era is just the best era of basketball, solely for the fact that I'm looking at these teams, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but I'm really listening to those conversations about how Shaq would fare in today's game. Because if Shaq has to guard Terrence Mann, bro, and we leave an NBA player wide open to hit a bunch of threes, and we're trading twos and threes all day, I don't know.
It's the most talented, I don't know about the best era in the NBA.
But there's no way you're about to sit here and question Shaq being in the game versus fucking Nicholas Batum at the five. There's no way that lineup is out.
That's true.
Nick Batum is not playing the five if Shaq is there. Hell, Nick Batum isn't playing the five if Nurkic is on the court. Nick Batum ain't playing the five
if Cantor.
If Cantor's on the court, Batum. The fact that Baguette Biyombo ain't doing shit but standing there like these. Flash middle.
Lowe is analyzing it, bro. He just wasn't closing out on a lot of those shots, too.
What you like call it? Roll gravity? I'm back. Roll gravity. Like, that's all the fuck he has. And what does that mean?
Wait, Dom, in the grand scheme of things? What's how they make when they roll?
I'm here.
Flash middle.
Can you imagine me and Donovan Mitchell? Your fucking ankle's busted. You're playing as hard as you can play, and the fucking second best player on the team, most money. He's making more money than anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Most money on the team. All NBA player, defensive player of the year. You sat there, had to clap for this nigga at a meeting for winning an award, and all he can do on offense is, like, that's it. That's all he's giving you. That's all he's fucking giving you. Oh, like, it's fucking trash. Fucking pitiful.
He go crazy in the morning room, don't you?
Where he stops at these rolls too is hella amazing to me. He stops just a little bit below the free throw line, and I'm like, Biyombo. I keep calling him Biyombo.
It's so naturally Biyombo.
That's what he is. He's just a 7-foot light from Biyombo, bro.
Said Rudy the Mongo fan.
Hey, he stops right below the free throw line. And I say to myself, Rudy, if they passed you the ball there, what would you do? I'm not gonna, and mind you, if I'm Batum, I'm like, you know what, I'll let you catch it. Cause what are you gonna do if you catch the ball right there? I dare you to shoot it. Put a shot up. There were some shots. There were a lot of shots. And I don't know if you know the stats. So Terrence Mann went like 12 for 16. That's what I'm saying. That strategy is so, and it's so no brainer. I just don't know why nobody did it back in the day. But I mean, he just wouldn't close out. Like, he just wasn't closing out, like, at all.
That was the coach decision, though. You see,
and that's what I was just finna say. I don't know who to blame. I don't know if we need to blame Quinn Snyder, because he said, you know what, you're not going to get out there. You're not. We'll do our best to rotate over with Joe Jingles. Like, I know that's a slow rotation, too, but we'll try our best to rotate out there. But also, I mean, to be honest with you, I pitched this. Honestly, they would have been better putting Jordan Clarkson out there. Having Joe Jingles guard the five and sacrificing Rudy Gobert. But the only reason why they couldn't do that is because optics. The highest paid player. Is he the highest paid player in the league? He might be the highest paid player in the league right now.
No.
Highest paid player on our team.
One of
sitting
them.
Out. He might be. I'm serious.
He's still one of them. Either way.
Regardless, he's up there. Definitely.
One of the highest paid players in the league cannot sit out. I can't bite that bullet. So then Quinn Snyder has to figure out, well, how can I play this scrub? All right, so don't go out there at all. We'll try to get it out there. But honestly, if they put Jordan Clarkson out there, Jordan Clarkson might be a turnstile on defense. Terrence Mann was taking shots. I mean, you would have thought he had
contested.
His,
Jordan Clarkson wouldn't be contesting those.
Terrence Mann looked like your uncle coming out there. Let me take one shot, nephew. And everybody backs up from him. Terrence Mann had enough time to look around and said, did somebody call a timeout? Like, is this a joke?
I swear to you, I didn't even watch the. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't watch the game. I was at work. I happened to look and see, like, I looked. I asked my uncle, who won the game? He was like, oh yeah, Clippers won. Blah blah blah. I'm like, how the fuck did Clippers win? I'm like, man, don't tell me Bobby Schmurder and fucking Twin One went crazy again. I look, I should say 32 or 37 from T Man. I was like, yeah, my phone glitching. Is that Terrence Mann at 30? What the fuck happened? I'm in the barbershop, and you know how ESPN shows the fucking replays of the games and shit. As I'm getting the cut, I'm just looking at him just take shot after shot. At one point, he caught the ball. He said, no one's coming. Oh, fuck it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, yo, this nigga took 5 seconds to shoot, and no one even contested him. He was shocked he was open. Them niggas deserve to go home. They're frauds. Don't trust Utah. It's crazy.
That's tough, bro.
It's sad.
It was literally like two pods ago. We were like, we want to see Utah versus Phoenix. And now it's, fuck Utah.
now I got to root for fucking Phoenix, because I'd be damned if I root for the Clippers. That's crazy. That's just a no-go. Hey, now I got to root for
Paul
the fucking.
George's been going stupid, though.
Yo, vaccinated P in the building, baby.
Pfizer P going crazy, man.
Ain't no pandemic P no more. That is vaccinated P. That boy said, listen, Kawhi not here? Let me get in my Duffy. I've been waiting for this moment.
He said, ta-ta, hey.
He said, fuck being Robin. Call me Nightwing. I'm out here.
If I'm Robin, I'm the one from Teen Titans, man. I'm the main character today, bro. Fuck that,
this is my show, nigga. Fuck that. This nigga got Terrence Mann dropping 30-something. Twin One playing good. Bobby Schmurder done came to life for real, Crazy, bro. Yeah, he's Twin One because Lakers got Twin Two. That's the one we even want. We just got him out of consolation. So Twin One is that. It's crazy. These niggas just start turning up as soon as Kawhi get hurt. That's the worst part.
You know what it makes me think? It makes me think that they both shouldn't be on the same team together. Like, honestly. Right? Like, low-key.
Does this team not look better as a unit now that Kawhi's not, like, now that there's one sole number one guy?
I can't do that, bro.
I'm just saying, when the best player on your team doesn't have Asperger's,
y'all putting a 2018 Kyrie on this team, bro. Stop.
I'm just saying, when the best player on your team doesn't have Asperger's, it's way different. It's just a different vibe.
Stop, bro. We're not doing that. Holy shit.
Trae Young is shooting 1 for 14 right now. But mm-mm. I might lose that Ben Simmons bet because he shot. He has 4 shot attempts now.
He heard you. Now that nigga Joel was about to put hands on him in the locker room
at like, halftime. Yo, bro, shoot the fucking ball! Like I swear to God, I'll be the fuck up.
Yo, I'll be damned to catch me crying again. I'll be damned to catch me crying walking off the court.
To the Hawks? Hell no! Nah. Shoot this ball, bro. Shoot this ball. I'll kill you, bro. I'll kill you. I swear I will.
Yo, Omar, how you feel about the Mavs news recently, man? There's a lot of turmoil in Dallas.
On God, y'all don't want to hear me. I swear to you. I listened to some of Shannon and Skip talk this morning, and Skip be having beef with look at him.
No, I'm sorry. I just read the chat. Somebody said Kawhi is definitely high on the spectrum.
That wasn't even what I was reading.
Y'all don't want to hear me. I listened to Skip and Shannon earlier today, and I know Skip has problems with Mark Cuban, but where there is smoke, there is fire. I don't care what nobody says. Shannon was trying to convince, you know, the audience that out of all the coaching jobs available, this right here is an 8. But Skip swayed me. That is not a. I wouldn't touch them with a 50-foot pole. And I love Luka. I'm in love with Luka. But at the same time, if he is getting out people the way that they just got out people, I don't know if y'all listened to that segment that I sent. I don't know if y'all read some of the stuff that Rick Carlisle said. Apparently, in the post-game interview, this is their exit interview, the reporters asked, how do you feel about your job security? Rick Carlisle says to them, I don't know. You guys can text Mark and ask him about it. When he came and resigned or whatever ways, he let it be known. He said, this is my decision. This is my decision. Luka, after the game where Rick Carlisle sat out, or I think he got ejected and sat out, and they had the assistant coach step up. He said,
stupid shot. Anyways.
Chill, don't talk about it. But he said that this assistant coach is going to, he will be a great coach in the NBA. I feel like there's always been smoke. I don't know what to tell folks.
I didn't think it was that bad, though. I ain't going to lie. Because it seemed like Dallas was all fine and dandy. They got Luka, Kristaps, one of the best coaches in the league. Seth Curry on the team. Number one offense in the league. It just seemed like everything was up. And in a matter of, let's just be honest, 4 games. Because I don't know if we'd be having these conversations if they won that series.
I think there's always been beef. I think there's always been beef. Him having issues with Haralabob. Luka don't want to beat her. And not that Mark and Luka are the only two people that are safe. And that's sad because Mark is the owner and Luka's the star. But these next couple years, we're about to see Luka dictate. We're about to see Mark Cuban give up everything. And if it doesn't work, boy, oh boy, Luka will be gone. Luka will be gone.
I mean, haven't we seen this already with LeBron? Haven't we seen this? I'm not going to say Curry dictates everything, but in a team where his little brother gets on the team and that doesn't pan out, then his little sister's husband is currently on the fucking team. You know, whoever he wants there gets there. Like, we've seen plenty of teams that cater to their stars. Like, the Portland Trail, like Dan came out and said, yo, I want J. Kidd. I'm pretty sure if J. Kidd didn't say he don't want to go there, they probably did everything they could to get J. Kidd. Like, teams cater to stars.
The difference to me is those stars are veterans in this league. Luka's in year 3. You see what I'm saying?
But this is the same owner who had Dirk for 20 years. And you in love with Luka, you see it. Like, if you see it in the guy, you see it. If you know for a fact this is your franchise player, he has the potential. Honestly, fuck potential. He is going to be the best player in the league within the next couple years. Like,
weeks.
Why waste time? Like negative, honestly, right? Why waste time? Why facts? But why waste time? Why waste time pulling the trigger saying, okay, take the reins? Especially, as you say, someone who could just go home, get as much money, be this, like, if you, Omar, if you're sitting here knowing that, I'm pretty sure Mark Cuban knows that. Like, he knows Luka can go back to whichever country he's from, whatever Slovenia. It is. Slovenia. Yeah, that one. And he can go back over there and be great. Like, I don't, Why not cater to him as a young guy? It doesn't matter. If he knows he's going to lock Luka down for the rest of his career, do everything he can to keep Luka, let him dictate the team.
Yeah, because he's a once-in-a-generational
talent. 24 years of having Don Nelson as the GM, 11 years of having Rick coach. I mean, that's just that's unprecedented stuff to just let that go so soon. Again, I think there's more going on down there than people are willing to. Hey, y'all can keep calling me crazy week by week, but it seems like every time we get on this pod, every time I get on, every single day, something new has come out about, about Dallas. The final thing that Rick Carlisle said is, he didn't say this as if he was tired of coaching. He said at the end of that interview, I am looking forward to other coaching opportunities.
Damn.
And to me, that just lets me know, I'm not fed up with coaching. I'm fed up with here.
I mean, the Dallas situation.
Carlisle to the Celtics?
I tweeted that out. Like as a statement. Like Rick Carlisle.
White power, right, Bezos? White power, right?
This is right here. But the stars are aligning, let me tell you. The vibes are just there, you know what I'm saying?
The stars are aligning into a cross.
I mean, the Dallas situation is all new to me, but I feel like all the disagreement has been with your take that Luka's gonna go to the EuroLeague. Like if Luka wants out of Dallas specifically, I mean I'm open all to right. that. But Luka going to the EuroLeague, that's where chill out. You know, just chill out.
I don't see anywhere else where he could go. Hey, I ain't been wrong yet. I don't think I've ever been wrong in my life. So we'll see. I mean, we'll just see.
You don't see another NBA team he can go to?
Again, I think I laid it out last time. The only place that I see would be fine is, depending on what's going on in Miami, like depending on how long Pat Riley stays, because that's an organization that is willing to build around you and is smart with some of their moves. Depending on where Masai is, and maybe depending on what's going on in Denver, how Denver treats Jokic over these next couple of years. Mm-hmm. Phoenix is pretty good too, but Phoenix, they locked in for a little bit. What they got going on, I mean, you could throw away the key with that one. Like they're for lifers. Like they're really locked in. So, other than that, honestly, if we're being honest, Damo, I really think there's only like maybe five organizations that I would trust. Like there's five organizations with good executives. The rest of these teams are idiots, and they luck into a lot of what's the team? What team do you think has a good organization and backing behind them? Because a lot of them are just idiots that lucked into things.
Raptors.
That's the way I see it. You said who?
Raptors.
I thought you would have said the Celtics. But yeah, that's Masai. Masai. Yes.
Y'all know Masai. Once he leaves, well, at least it's been reported and he's alluded to, once he leaves the Raptors, he's done in the NBA. He's going back to Africa.
No, then the Raptors is done. I don't know what to tell you.
So no, it's not even Masai's, about.
He's not in Toronto anymore, right? Am I bugging?
No, I think this is his last year. Or it's coming up. Like
I think so. I think it's coming up.
Year or two. Yeah, like his time's coming up, but he said like if he doesn't want to go back to the Raptors, he's going back to finish his work in Africa, which I mean at first I'm like, it's a waste of time. But you know, hey man, basketball without borders and whatever league J. Cole was in, I guess that's important. I don't know.
He's trying to find the next Thon Maker.
Trying to find the next Embiid. You know how many times you go over to fucking Africa and they get stories all the time of just some kid playing soccer or fiddling with rocks or being hungry, and somebody just comes over and is like, you know what? You should do this. And they do it and become great. It's the craziest shit in the world.
Real quick, shout out to the 114 in the chat. What's good, y'all? Let me get a gun shot in for y'all.
Big sexy 114. God. Oh my God.
Yo, I've been just kind of realizing this. Are we the number one pod on Twitch? Basketball wise? Not just pod.
Easily.
Number one basketball pod on Twitch?
Easily.
I mean, it's a weak conference, but we are that.
Week East? Oh, 132. Hold on.
Oh, 132 now. Oh, man.
It jumped up. Go ahead, hit that sub, man.
Go ahead, hit that sub.
Follow us on all socials.
Go ahead, support us. We don't got a Patreon anymore, but still got that sub button, man. Welcome to the club. Kemba Walker traded for Al Horford. How y'all feel about that, man?
Yeah.
Boy. Fuck Kemba Walker. Honestly. No, but you know.
Why'd you say like Sam, his name is Chris Bibbins, bro? Oh my god.
Sam Presti's about to do his special. He's about to get him right. Okay. Then he's about to flip him for assets. Now, mind you, I pray that Sam Presti actually makes these assets materialize into something, unlike some bum GM in Boston who just let him sit there and become Romeo Langford. Like, I pray that it actually does become something of note. Who be so real, and I don't mean to take this off in a tangent. Who are some of the worst picks during the Danny Ainge era?
Garchon Yabusele, bro. Oh my god.
The French Draymond?
Yabusele? Really?
Oh my god. You're talking about French Draymond, RJ Hunter. James Romeo Young? Langford. The next James Harden, James Young. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, I remember him. He was terrible.
So I hope that Sam Presti, you know, hits on a couple of these or makes them or flips them or something or does something to them. Because that's what this is in the grand scheme of thing. He's hoping to hit some home runs and then he's hoping to build him a team or whatever. That might be an organization for Luke once they build more. But listen, it was time for Kemba's hanging on by a thread. Kemba's about to be a backup part of the league. He does not get his stuff together.
Okay, I'm about to say. I feel like I feel like he's gonna have a good season in OKC. Cause I talked about this in the last video. The problem with Kemba in Boston primarily was his new role being the third option, where he's just not best utilized as a third option and his injuries. So if he goes into a system where he's really gonna be the primary ball handler, I feel like at least the same way Chris Paul was. No, okay,
No, you know what's crazy? Kemba Walker on the Thunder, like, people are about to understand how great Chris Paul was, like, is as a player. You remember when Chris Paul got there, people were like, oh, this team's not making the playoffs, and this, that, and the third, and rolled him off, and he was that good? It's going to be the same exact expectations for Kemba Walker, and he's actually going to live up to them, as in, oh, this team ain't gonna be good. They're not gonna make the playoffs, and they're really about to be 14th seed. Not good. He's just out there scoring 25 useless points. Like, he's about to be the wildest in the world.
Hey, I swear to you, Kemba should have begged MJ to stay. Kemba should have just begged MJ to stay. He should have said,
"Please." He should have just spent his money. He should have just been like, you know what? I don't need the max. I don't need super max. Fuck it. Let me just. Yeah. I would just stay because now look at T. Roro. He took the money they were giving you, and they're in a way better situation than you right now.
Yeah. Should have stayed his stupid ass down in Charlotte.
You were about to say something totally different.
Oh, what? Oh, you thought I was going to say something crazy?
You were going to say something totally different.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I was. Well, he should have stayed where he belongs. Some people, honestly, I don't know who was talking about it. Maybe it was on the shop or something like that. But some players have, like, roles in the NBA. All these guys aren't contributing. Stuff like this. Some guys are there to just get buckets year after year, or you know, put on this show or whatever. I felt this way about Carmelo for like the longest of times. Like you're not a championship guy. I don't know what else to tell you. So just get buckets, collect checks, and be one of those. I mean, you played in the NBA. Yeah, I mean that's a big accomplishment.
That's true.
Ben
Simmons is one of those.
Carmelo was a loser. I knew LaMelo was a loser when he chose the Knicks over the Heat.
Hell yeah.
His fate was sealed then.
When he chose it over the Bulls, too. I mean, Melo chose the Knicks over a couple teams that he could have went to. Atlanta. No, let me stop.
This is right here. Well, Sage said he should be coming in this 10-minute span, the last 10 minutes. So maybe he'll hop on. But as far as basketball, real quick, who do y'all got winning this game? It's still a close game so far. Before the pod ends,
I hope Philly wins because I can't stand Atlanta. Fuck everything, anything Atlanta related outside of music.
Damn.
Even though most of them, honestly, I ain't gonna lie. Love you, Omar. Halo. Other than that, fuck anything Atlanta related. Not really with it. You come on, you know how I feel about them niggas. I'm joking. And it's all good. It's all good. Hey, yo, love AMP. Nah. Love AMP. Love AMP. I do gotta say this. I'm glad you brought up AMP. I need to severely apologize because I called a couple people extras with a severe lack of knowledge of the content that they made. You know,
you fuck when with I was Kai introducing, now, or do you just like know how?
No, he's still a piece. This doesn't go to Kai. This is more so to Chris. No, Kai's still a bum. But Chris, I do apologize. Like,
sorry, froze.
Damn.
I was introduced to you. You were just the editor, but you created your own lane. Oh man, I'm lagging. Oh, I'm back. Cool. Yes. Chris, I got to apologize to Chris. Chris, you made your own lane. You know, you was introduced as an editor. I thought you were just an editor that got put on, but you know, you're actually entertaining. You're a funny dude. Kai, you're still just a dude whose shtick is I'm from New York. I don't like it.
Okay, shout out to CMB for the gift of sub, man. To each is their own. Shit.
The only thing I got to say about this game, Ben Simmons, I still got that bet going on. I don't know who, it's probably with myself, because you know it's always me versus me. Ben Simmons, under 5 shot attempts. Still waiting. Trae Young is still like 1-for-14. So if he can cook up just a little bit, and which I think he will, Atlanta's in the lead, and if he can cook up a little bit, hey, we're in there. Let me tell you what the extra characters on the Sixers are doing before we get out of here, before we go on to the next thing. I mean, Tobias Harris is shooting 33%, so we should be all right. The Hawks should be all right, because they can't. He's got 17 points, we're shooting 33%. They can't do anything with that. All these guys are gassed. Hey, Trae Young, step it up just a little bit. We'll be all right. We'll go out here. We'll be on the Eastern Conference Finals, and hopefully we can hop back on stream, B-Souls.
After this game?
Stream Souls if the Hawks win. If the Hawks lose, don't expect to see me for the next couple of days.
Shit, depending on how long this pod lasts, we still might be on air by the time this game ends.
Stream Souls. Hold on, let me move this filter because I can't get close to the mic like I want to. Stream Souls.
Please don't ever make that noise in my ear again.
What is wrong
please.
With you? Oh my god.
Oh, shit. By the way, Cardiac, I'm looking in the chat. Nigga, stay the fuck away from Alabama. Don't. It's not worth it.
What did Cardiac say?
He's visiting Alabama for some college. Nigga, you're a smart kid. You have options. Don't go to Alabama. It's not worth it.
Cardiac, you're 17. What is he going to college for?
That is a racism story waiting to happen.
Ain't he 17?
Yeah.
Go ahead, B-Souls. Bring me people up. But he's like 17. He can't go to college. I mean, you're 17. You at least got to be 18 to do that.
All right, chat. Well, y'all know what time it is. I told y'all. Go ahead. Go.
Demon time, chat. It's demon time. I ain't zooming in the podcast. What's really going on?
This nigga was zooming into his wall.
What the fuck? Someone in chat said, no more I can smell you. What the fuck?
Well, that's true. How you know I ain't showering in 3 days? Next podcast, I'm bringing on like 16 hot dogs. And we'll see if I can finish off 16. That's the new challenge.
So you're trying to punish Glizzy's live on stream?
Yeah, I'm a Glick punisher, as Sage is saying. I'ma dress them up. I'ma dress the Glicks up. And I'ma punish each and every last one of them. A slow punish on one, fast punish on the next. Slow punish, fast punish. Slow punish, fast punish.
What'd y'all think about my fit the other day, man? Boba tea poppy?
That cookout fit. Cookout souls in the building?
It's for a wedding. It's crazy. I did not go to no cookout. It's for a wedding.
Did your girl press you after the wedding about getting married?
No. No, she didn't.
Okay.
She said
okay.
She's not even thinking about it until she sees something on her hand. Like legit. So.
Oh, okay. She's, tell her she can go buy it. I mean.
That we talked about. Because they told us. Oh my god. He told us the bride and the groom told us the cost of like the whole wedding, and after she heard that, she was like, "Nah, we got."
What was the number was? What was it like? 60,000?
25, 20.
Oh, I went way over. That's pretty good.
That's on the cheap side too.
That's on the cheap side.
But when she heard that was the cheap side, oh man.
Hey man, beast those, bro.
Yeah, don't say it.
But you over here tripping about that. I mean, oh man, I'm lagging, really?
Yeah.
Bro, give me my camera back, Atlanta. Okay, cool. B-Souls, you know, after your business dealings, you know, tell them you can't You ain't gonna be able to afford that, bro. You make a couple business
decisions. Bro. And not, I don't know how you're gonna do it.
Not a singular day is worth $50,000. Not a 24-hour span worth $50,000, bro. Oh my god.
One check. Not one check. Okay.
And you're not even gonna remember. You're not gonna remember or enjoy any of it. You're gonna be a part of the thing. You ain't gonna remember nothing.
And from what I've seen with this whole process, it's a stressful ass process. You get a sigh of relief once the day is over. I'm like, bro, that's what I'm paying $50,000 for.
Who's up there? Sato McDaddo?
Yeah. Hello.
What's up?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I got a question, right?
Right.
It's well, I'm trying to get a job in the summer, right? Summer holidays gonna start. So what's like general tips on getting like a first job?
But that's not a question I can answer.
You from the UK?
Yeah, I'm from the UK.
Ooh.
It's like 2 a.m. here, man.
Damn, shout out to you, man.
Appreciate you probably you. Could you probably could sell chippies. No, but on a serious tip, how old are you? Chippies. How old are you? 17. My advice, I will warn everybody, because this is my first job. Get a job in fast food. Try to get a fast food. I know it sounds terrible. Get a job in fast food. And then learn fast how much you hate that job. And I swear to you, it'll give you another level of motivation to where you never want to work a fast food job again. You will get so much motivation working at a fast food place. You'll say to yourself, I never, ever, ever, ever want to work here again. You'll make some good friends. You'll get some great food. Free food, even depending on the place. But the main thing is you'll get it and you'll hate it so much that you'll get a new level of motivation. And I think that should be everyone's first job.
My advice for getting your first job. Are you just talking like what job you should get or what like the interview process? Like what are things you should say and ask?
Well, just general tips.
General tips. Okay. Well, for one, definitely at the end of the whole interview process, when the person who interviewing you asks, do you have any questions? I don't give a fuck what it is. Ask a question. My typical one is, what's the work environment like here? How are the workers? Stuff like that. Where regardless, whatever you can come up with, a question you want to know, always ask a question. That makes a difference to an interviewer because it makes it seem like you actually are like interested. A lot of people, they'll ask, any questions? No, I'm good. I'm no questions. They look at that and they actually take note of that. So that's one thing. Another thing, you don't have to overly dress, especially depending on what you want to do. Don't overly dress. If you're going for an interview at the chippy spot, there's no need to dress in a suit and tie. You're going to a chippy spot, bro.
Don't underdress.
Don't. But like business casual or like look nice, like a nice little collared shirt, right, some slacks or nice pants.
Check out my Instagram. Nice shoes. I think I know what they're talking
like,
about.
Like just something nice, business casual. Don't go in there with a suit and tie or a fucking sweater vest. Don't be that weirdo. Don't go in there with a fucking hoodie, Bape shorts, and some fucking Supreme
don't
shoes.
Don't look like a 2K my player, bro.
Yeah, like.
Don't look like Ticino's 2K villain, bro. Anyways, yo, Sage just came in. Say what's good. Say what's good real quick.
What's good with y'all, man?
Long day?
Exhausted. Yes. Just yes.
Sage,
yes.
So the question is, what tips do you have for a 17-year-old looking for their first job?
Wait, ask him the first question, though.
Isn't that the first question?
Peanut butter and Nutella.
Oh, my God. That was not the first question.
What?
You said what?
I can't eat them shits. I was trapping the jelly sandwiches, my boy.
Oh, it's not to eat. It's to put on your body.
Wait, what?
Why did I get
I'm glad this is what Sage joins to.
I was already late. There was nothing I could do to show up early. Why did I get what the on?
You should have just stayed off, bro.
Yo, just watch a Hawks game, bro. I understand, bro.
Why didn't I turned the game on. I said, I got to mute it. Let's come on. Why did I?
Nigga, the game is tied because Sage came on. But yeah, first tips for the first job. Go ahead.
What y'all was kind of saying, business casual. I mean, you're inexperienced, so at the end of the day, just be yourself, and if they want to give you a shot, they give you a shot. Where are you trying to work?
Shadow, I got a question for you. Anywhere. I got a question for you, bro. Because when DKM was on here, I asked him to explain what a chippy is, And what DK Young's explanation is, it's a chippy chip.
Yo, you want me to explain
chippy,
it to
chippy
you?
Chip. Chippy chip. Yeah. Can you explain it better than chippy chips?
All right. So you know, like, New York delis, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the UK version is basically, like, you know, fish and chips?
Yep.
Or fish and fries? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's basically a shop where you get fish and chips. And, like, you get fish and chips, sausages, or whatever.
You know how easy that explanation was?
I'm about to say, DKM, you see how fucking easy that was? We've been asking you for months now, explaining you just the chippy, it's chippy chips. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, thank you. Like, he made
shout someone out, clip Shadow, that. Oh my God. That send that to DKM.
Everyone's saying DKM with that.
If you go to London, right, there's more chicken shops than chippy shops. Like, fried chicken shops everywhere in London, bro. Like, everywhere. You can get like a meal for £2. That's like what, $3, $4? Something like that.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
I'm gonna say, I don't know the conversion rate, but okay. I got you.
All right. Appreciate it, man. That's my only question.
I right, appreciate it, man.
We're gonna get some more people in here. Thank you for watching.
All right, thank you, man.
Let's see. Skinny Bob. Isn't he isn't this dude a Elon Musk from Locker Room?
Yeah, he is Elon Musk.
Yeah, nigga, that's the nigga that finessed the Elon Musk name.
Yo, what's up, Elon?
He thought he could change the name back.
What up, man? What up, man?
What's good? What's good?
So, question time?
Name change.
Yeah, question time.
I couldn't watch the pod because the Wi-Fi was bad. Okay.
It's okay.
You're on punishment.
Okay. I was thinking about this the other day. And I was watching a video about Lily Singh's comedy show or whatever, late night show.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how YouTubers have egos. And I was wondering if you, Dom.
He didn't want to talk about comedy. All right, go ahead.
So I was wondering if, you know, like, is ego or like that much confidence a problem when you're like talking to people or you know someone who's just that confident and then when they do something else, they're just like trash at it? Something like that. I can't word my question like I want to.
I believe so.
I might be able to take it over. Honestly, and this is being completely honest. It might get clipped. It might come back to bite me in the butt later. But honestly, I can say that's the biggest issue with. Is that the biggest issue? One of the biggest issues with AMP, like, and that's the biggest issue with any group is egos.
Yeah, I get it.
I think, and maybe I quote LeBron a lot, but he's a, in my opinion, a great leader.
Yeah.
Been through so many ups and downs, so it's different, but. Knowing your role, put your ego to the side is like a huge thing that could prolong your career in any facet of life, no matter what it is. Everybody that comes into the NBA can play basketball. Ain't no secret. It's not. It's just truly not. Everybody is a hooper, certified, stamped, all that. But being able to put your ego to the side for the betterment of the team, saying to yourself, hey, I know I can handle. I know I can pass, I can shoot, but this guy is better than that. And if I focus on just shooting, I'd be fine. But ego can be the death of you.
Yep.
If you let it be the death of you. And I don't, there's not a handbook, there's not a way to navigate that. It's something that you have to be reflexive of, you have to notice and be willing to change. Like me, Sage, B-Souls, and Damo right here, we all are creative. We all can come up with great ideas. However, if you know, we charge, we get B-Souls in charge of the thumbnails. It might not be the way that I particularly want it to be, but I trust him, and I don't have an ego enough to be like, yo, you know what? Let me do it. Let me do this. Let me do that. In the third, I put my ego to the side for the greater good of the group.
Yep.
And
also, like, with me, like, since. I could easily come on every pod and say, but this is my pod. Like, let me talk. Like, I step back, let Omar get a shit off, Sage get a shit off, Dom get a shit off. Because when it comes to producing this pod, I feel like it's going to be the best when everyone is contributing to the best of their abilities. And I know for a fact, me personally, I'm not a good, like, take initiator, conversation initiator like Omar is. I think Omar's really good at that. But for me, I'm more of the, you know, let me add something here. You know what I'm saying? I'm that type of dude. So I know my role when it comes to this pod. But yeah, that's a big part. Also, when it comes to, and I know we've been talking about these boxing matches, these YouTube boxing matches recently. I find it very weird that when you go to these press conferences with a bunch of YouTubers that are used to being the star of the show, it's just like everyone, and usually when it comes to like, you know, regular MMA fights, a regular boxing match, it's usually just two fighters. They are the star of the show. And there's a bunch of analysts, you know what I'm saying, that know their role, that, you know, that just do their thing. But when it comes to these YouTube matches, it just seems like everyone is trying to fight for attention. It's just very weird. Like, FousseyTube was the mediator of the Bryce Hall, Austin McBroom press conference. And he was just, like, trying to get so much attention, like, the show was about him. And it's not. It's not. Like, it's weird.
He was, like, the most annoying person, I'd say. And he was just taking control, adding this and adding that, which sometimes it even makes sense.
Yeah. Stupid. But.
Yeah.
Sage, if you got anything?
Yeah, I mean, they pretty much hit it on the head, like, when it comes to this podcast, at the end of the day, the reality of the situations is people are better than you at some things, and they're just straight up worse than you at others. So you have to kind of know how everyone fits together, essentially. Like, if the bit is going on somebody and their pack's in the air, I'm just going to be honest. Like, that's literally my whole niche of the whole YouTube shit, to just make fun of people, piss chat off, and not give a fuck how they feel. Versus if we're trying to analyze, let's say, a whole different podcast, we all know that's like Omar's bread and butter. Like, Omar loves talking about how other people, how they're doing shit, what's being mismanaged and stuff like that. Like, that's his whole thing. So, depending, it's topic to topic, but if I just came out here and the way that I talk, and y'all see, some of you have seen the team up streams, some of you have even just seen just straight up on this podcast, if I just talk the whole time just loud and over everybody because that's just who I am, then none of this would work. I'd either get clipped or nobody would fuck with me. And there's already people in this chat, in the YouTube comments, whatever, that just will not fuck with you. But at the end of the day, you gotta do what's best for the whole product. And sometimes you ain't gonna be able to please anybody. But if you're pleasing the people you're working with, that's all that matters.
Big facts, so. Big facts. So I hope that answered your question, my guy.
It does. Thank you. You sure can kick me out now. Have a good day, y'all. All
right. We'll see you on green. Let's see.
Sage, that was Elon Musk. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Trillion-dollar man.
That's it. I'm gassed.
Michael Savant, what's up? I don't know where.
What's his name? Michael?
He said G.
Guys, I'm getting hella nervous right now.
What's good?
And Trey is playing like ass.
Man, hey man, I ain't gonna lie. One thing about your team being out, I ain't had no nerves in either of these games except the last 20 seconds of Nets Bucks. I ain't gonna lie, my heart was racing for no reason. Shit, it made no sense. I was nervous as hell.
I was drunk as fuck. Anyways,
Seam,
what's good?
Yo, I don't have a question, but I just wanted to say, y'all are entertaining. Like, when I got nothing to watch, I just watched y'all. I appreciate y'all. I really do.
Appreciate it, man.
Can I ask Seam a question since he didn't have a question for us? Okay. Seam.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Do you like snow bunnies? Are you black?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you like snow bunnies?
It depends.
Okay, so it depends on the snow bunny. What about slaw bunnies?
Fuck is that?
What's a bunny? What's a bunny?
What's a bunny?
What the hell is a bunny?
What's a slaw bunnies?
The bitch cooking coleslaw.
Is that what you're asking me?
No, like what is a bunny? Like I know the snow bunny. What is a regular bunny?
So you know what snow bunnies? Are you asking what is slaw bunnies?
Yeah.
He doesn't know any slaw of the terminology. Nuts.
Hey! Okay.
Y'all got to understand. The second he keeps asking, are you asking this? You got to watch out.
I remember that one locker room.
That's 101. That's 101.
We were doing like a game show on locker room. Every time someone would get a question wrong, he would just make a these nuts joke. What the fuck? Oh, shit. Is this Parks?
Oh, man.
Free Parks? Cardiac a hoe?
Cardiac a hoe.
I see Cardiac be banning the fuck out of Parks in the chat, bro. Oh, shit. What's good? Hey, are you here?
Yo, what's up, bro? I don't got no question. I just want to say, fuck Cardiac, bro. Fuck you, Will. You a bitch. And fuck you, CMB. Y'all niggas always on my dick, bro. Fuck all three of y'all. I'll see y'all boys.
I got a question? Okay, I guess he...
Check, he got a question. Banging. Yes, sir.
All right, we got two more people. Might as well finish out the queue. Michael Savant didn't want to say anything, so...
Goku.
Back at it again. Good. What's good?
Hey, what's good? All right, I'm about to ask some wild shit. All right, so look. She's slobbing on your meat for 10 minutes straight. You hey, heard yo. Me?
That's terrible head. What the fuck?
Wait.
That's the answer. Right
10 minutes straight of my dick getting sucked, and I didn't. Yeah, that shit's trash.
What's the question? Listen.
It's torture more than pleasure at that point.
Listen. You're three to five slurps away from busting, right? She stops, looks at you, and says she was born a boy. What you doing?
What kind of situation even is that? Like, what goes through niggas' minds?
Yeah, Goku, fuck is wrong with you, bro?
What kind of
rooms are you in? That made you think of that.
This is my girl.
You was sniffing the Sharpie, and you just said, "Fuck it."
He said that's a girl you're talking to right now.
Yeah, she sent me that.
Oh, I thought you meant...
She's trying to teach you something. She's trying to tell you something you just not take. Let me tell you that right
read
now.
The room, Goku. Read.
Read the room.
You know what I'm but saying?
I'm not... Are y'all stopping?
Context clues.
I'm not stopping. I'm not necessarily, you know...
Hey, man. Hey, man. I plead the fifth. All right.
I mean, Sage.
Yo, Sage is a doctor, bro. That's what that means.
Y'all ain't going there, bro. I see where this is going.
Sage, you're not going crazy?
I'm being so serious. I feel like I'd stop.
What? It's a couple more slurps, guys.
I plead the fifth.
No, but when she says I'm a boy, the amount of slurps it would take for me to bust goes up by like a lot.
Yeah, honestly, I can't answer that. No. I can't answer
that. That would reset the room.
No, here's why I can answer that. Here's why I can answer that. If I'm about a nut, and then you stop what you're doing to tell me some dumbass shit like that, I'm going to be like, what the fuck? And once I comprehend what you said, I'm like, oh, I'm good, and I'm going home. I'm just going home. I like shit never happened in my fucking life. I can say that.
I'm going to go from 3 to 1 slurp, and then it's over with, so... So say it's gonna get blue balls. All right, cool. What about you, B-Souls?
I'm perfectly fine with beating my dick when I get home.
Yeah.
Omar, me and you on timing. They don't get it. You know what I'm saying?
It's not timing. It's being unnecessarily horny.
Fuck that timing.
That's unnecessary. Oh,
unnecessary. Wait,
keep going.
If she can stop and be like, yeah. I was born a boy. That means
why would she stop? Mindset, is my question.
That's what I'm saying. Her mindset isn't about sucking your dick. Her mindset was about getting you in a fucked up situation. Because why the fuck would she do that? So I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm gone, bro. I'm dap you up.
Don't even freak out. Just say, I bet. Just walk out.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, all right, fool. Fuck with you.
Simple. Hey, yo, Goku, is that the only question you have? Holy shit.
If that's what she want, if that's what she gangbanging now, Cause if she wanna make that statement, I guess that's what you gangbang, short. So all right, my nigga, I'ma fuck with you. This thing gone, bro.
Oh, like LeBron game four. Bro. I appreciate the question, bro. I'm sending you that's back. Answer, what the man. Fuck?
That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay, let me get
this question got me thinking of a question though. All right, we got one more.
Miracle Jesus Man. Christ. Last one.
Okay. Yeah.
What's good?
This question had me thinking of something.
Oh, fuck you. I hope. So we got Omar talking about his question, making him think of shit.
No, it's a question. It was a question from Green Room earlier. Damn.
Oh, all right, but then
just because you don't get on Green Room no more, don't mean.
No. Because then his ass joined the call and just moaned in my ear. So I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
Because that was in a moan. No.
Miracle Man was good.
Miracle Man, that was good.
Sexy. Okay. So I got two questions.
Okay.
Who's y'all? Okay. Like, who's y'all's like man crush, like, in the world? It doesn't have to be sexual. You can just admire him as like a role model.
Fucked up. I'm not. I genuinely just don't have one. I ain't gonna lie.
Look at Sage on the pod back. Jason Tatum.
No, I'm not. I genuinely don't. I don't have one. Wait, Tom, why the fuck was your get holding me back, Tatum?
he had that so quick, right? You holding us back. Tatum, Jason Tatum.
J Daddy is just
me. So shut the fuck up. Okay, so mine is Kanye West. I seen Kanye West in person, bro, and I shuddered.
Shuddered. Mine's looking like Chris Hemsworth. He's pretty good-looking guy.
I genuinely
didn't think we were talking about looks. I thought you just said
looks. But like also like he's a big family guy. You know, he seems nice, kind of funny. Okay, it's getting kind of weird. more to the second question.
He seems like a family guy. You're fucking wrong with you, bro.
Why did I get on this call? What is happening, bro?
Shout out to the 140 in here, bro. Y'all are still here.
What were the topics today? Like, what
we talked a lot about basketball. And you
we talked a lot about me. I'm about to say, I don't know how we got here. What's the second one?
What's your like worst experience like with like alcohol or like weed?
I don't drink.
Okay. I don't do weeds. I guess say in terms of drinking, I mean, honestly, it's gonna sound corny, man, but this is, hey, man, don't drink and drive, fool.
Shit.
Yeah, that's all I gotta tell you. Don't drink and drive.
Let's just say, I got so drunk, I laid down on the bed, and it got to the point where if I moved one inch, I would have threw up. And I moved that one inch, and I threw up at the edge of the bed. But I was also so drunk. God. I was like, bro, I'm gonna just sleep this through, bro. I'm cleaning this up tomorrow. It's all good now. It's in the past. But that did happen.
I'll say one time I ate a edible. And I swear, me and my friends didn't know what we were doing. And yeah. I took pretty much the whole thing. And I was so stuck that I started crying.
Oh my God.
Because it was so overwhelming. And I think I slept or stayed stuck for 8 hours, 8+ hours.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
The only way that I could get it out was to poop it out, and my poop smelled like right cannabinoids.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Pretty sure I got
it. I just asked that question because I want to like say a story in the pod. It's quick.
Hey, go crazy.
My worst like experience was like, I don't drink alcohol. It's just not something we do in the family. But with the weed, I just did it one time just to do it. And I had like the worst experience. Not physically, but like I fucked up. Because I didn't know what I was doing. So we're smoking weed in the parking lot. And I decide to get like butt naked, right? And just start dancing in the fucking parking lot. And this is not even the worst.
That wasn't the weed. That was your excuse to
No, 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 I swear. Okay, like, yeah. I wasn't bunny kid. I got in my underwear. I got in my underwear. I did
he
not
said,
get like.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth, bro, come from the skies.
I ain't never been so fucked up. I was like, bro, I got to
go. Let him finish. I want to know what I mean. Yeah, what doesn't
happen? Snakes.
Yeah, like I and then I went back home.
Stop.
I ate an entire pizza, and then I decided to text my crush, naked? My Mike. No, no, no.
Oh, okay, okay.
You texted your crush, Mike?
Yeah. No, no, no. No, Mike. It's like, this is good. Let's call her Mike. Michelle. Let's call her Michelle. I just like I texted Michelle like my all my feelings, and yeah, she rejected me.
Oh man,
that was the worst part.
I felt that.
Yeah, I mean, fuck.
They're all my feelings.
I ain't mean to laugh, but damn.
Yeah.
Kind of funny. It's in the past now.
It's, yeah.
Wait, how long ago was this?
It was back in like Christmas.
This
was like 20. That was not too long ago.
So my question is, when you were dancing in the parking lot naked, what was the point where you're like, okay, but still, what was the point where you're like, all right.
Like 4 seconds. It's like 4 seconds.
40 seconds?
No, four seconds.
Okay, I thought you were dancing there for like five minutes. No. I just wanted to know what was the thought process of like, okay, I'm done dancing.
I just wanted.
The nigga was filming TikTok porn.
No.
That's all it was.
There was like no other cars. It was just me and my friends. But then I saw a car coming. So I was like, let me put my pants back up. And I just went in the car.
Bro, Miracle Man, didn't you tell us that you were a virgin the last time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, so this is a great question. This is a great question.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you had a question. Question.
Okay. So, and I'm pretty sure I think we talked about saving it or whatever. You're saving it for somebody like a good opportunity, right?
Like especially a girl, yeah.
Okay, cool. So, one night, okay. You get one night with Rihanna, Zendaya, or Candace. Who are you choosing?
Who's
Candace?
Candace,
I dick fit in your mouth. Get out of here!
Y'all are trash.
Oh my God.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all are trash.
Yeah, Vsauce, you gotta get him out of here. I got him. Okay. Get him out of here. We can't stay around.
Hold on.
Get him out of here. Quick.
I've seen those TikToks and trying to prank the person at the drive thru.
And they'd be like, go.
What the fuck? No, here, Omar. He here.
No, get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Chat, y'all gotta know the signs, bro. Said Rihanna, Zendaya, and Candace. The second your mind says,
I'm stuck on Zendaya, I ain't gonna lie. You
should have stuck with Zendaya.
Or
you should have stuck with her.
Just say one of the others. God, y'all are trash. Chat, y'all are trash.
Oh God.
Oh man.
Stuck with Zendaya.
Omar should not be this hot. Omar's a 3-1. Like, what's going on, bro?
Well, he should have.
Out of a turn of events, Dom is not with us, and Sage is. Dom and Sage literally just subbed in for each other.
Hey man, six man of the year, Sage, bro. All
right, so this is what we're gonna do. If y'all have no other topics, we can close the pod. But after we do the outros, I'm going to put on the waiting screen for literally 2 minutes just to let Rudy know that that's the end of the pod. And then we can watch the Hawks game live with the chat. Because there's like 3 minutes left. 3-4 minutes left.
Yeah, it sounds good to me, but I might turn my camera off because I am exhausted.
You good.
Bro, I'm going to start crying. Y'all niggas going to get me to crying out here.
All right,
go ahead.
Y'all good?
Ain't nothing else to say.
Okay, well, shout out to y'all for coming through, man. This is the end of the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast for tonight. Like I said, if y'all want to stay on and you know, watch the rest of this game, feel free. But let's do outros for YouTube and iTunes and Spotify. Omar, say goodbye to the chat.
Shout out to the chat. You feel me? Shout out to the Slaw Bunnies. Shout out to Candace. You see what I was talking about? Subscribe to me on YouTube, OHMEEZZY. Twitter, Omeezy. YouTube, Omeezy. Same thing. Instagram is Kanye.intraining. I'm trying to get to 1,000 followers on Instagram. I think I'm 8 off. make that happen. I'll see y'all next week, bro. Or this week.
Say goodbye to the chat.
All right, chat. Look, you bitch ass niggas. Stop letting Omar do this to y'all, man. That's one. Two. Fuck. TSO underscore Sage on all platforms. Add the 2-3 for the IG, man. I'm gonna holler at y'all. Sorry for the L energy. But like, life is life.
Life is life. Pride is the devil. That's all I'm gonna say. This dude right here. All right. Peace out, y'all. All right, so let me stop through.